13:32, former year, the big brekkie with Daniel. Thanks to Bundy Juice and the Eagles in one of these nights at 17:08. And joining us on the phone is the member for Bundaberg, Tom Smith. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Daniel. How are you this wonderful, slightly chilly, beautiful Bundy morning?
Well, that's a mixture of everything, isn't it? Beautiful, chilly and everything else.
My best radio gig is him.
You've done well. 9 o'clock this morning, the Environment Minister is in town. What's the announcement about?
Oh, look, we're doing a lot of great stuff with Minister Scanlon in town. We're getting out, looking at a lot of the different farms around town and having a really good, communication back with our growers when we talk about how we can make sure that we're growing on farm, but in the best way for the environment. And I think our growers are very passionate about that as well. So, look, I can't give too much away early on, but I can definitely say that we're having a fantastic day getting out there, talking to our local growers, because local growers, they care about sustainability. You know? They live and breathe on how healthy the environment is, and they do some wonderful work in that space.
And yesterday you had the Minister for Transport and Main Roads, Mark Bailey, in to launch Zoe 2, and it's not a sequel to a movie. It is a real car, and it's a great video on our Facebook page. And how did you go yesterday sitting in it?
Yeah, so automated vehicle. So it's a part of a trial that we're doing. This is the first time that they're taking an automatic vehicle trial out of the urban centre. So they were talking about how regional roads are very different. Obviously, we're a lot friendlier on the roads here in Bundaberg, but It's a very unique feel to be in a car and have someone sitting in the driver's seat, but they're not touching the wheel. And it's just going around and around, and it brakes by itself. And it's a bit like driving in the car with Granny, but, it's probably a little bit safer than Granny sometimes as well.
So you were a bit surreal, because I know when I sat in it, it was a real surreal feeling.
Yeah, it looks like a car, it drives like a car. It just drives with a very cautious driver is essentially the way that you put it in. It's a trial, so it's got a few little bugs in the system here and there, but it's a smooth ride, and the best thing is it feels safe. That's the number one thing. So it might feel a little bit different in terms of it'll go out a lot more before it then sort of turns at a right angle, but you feel safe the whole way through. And we've got the ability there, so 150 Bundy locals can jump on in and have a go at the trial. And who doesn't want to have a go at being in an automated vehicle?
The member for Bundaberg, Tom Smith, joins us this morning. And Tom, obviously we're going to talk a couple of other topics, one of which, of course, is the $175 rebate on electricity. When will people start getting this rebate on their electricity bills?
Yeah, so you'll start to see that on the electricity bill later on into the year. Right. I think it's come at a really important time. You know, we talk about cost of living pressures. Obviously, the federal election, that's all you heard was cost of living pressures, but you hear it because it's very real. And we look at petrol. I know I filled up my car today, over $2 to fill up the car per litre of petrol. And we know that's hitting on electricity as well. When you talk about the global pressures, we talk about COVID-19. So getting this relief, $175 off the power bill, it's something that's very important. It's what Palaszczuk Labor government does. We try to make it easier for everyday people out there, for all of the battlers out in Bundy. And it's a step, and it's a great step as well. And it's coming in off the $50 rebate that was earlier announced in the year as well.
And I'll get this one out. It's early in the morning. Free flu vaccination, that was announced last week as well. And a lot of people have partaken that particular offer because you talk about the cost of living and, a flu shot might cost $20 and you think, oh, it's only $20. But, you get four people in the family, that's $80 that they've got to find.
Absolutely. There's a cost of living expectation, but it's also about our hospitals as well. So I think the result was we had something like 400 people in our hospitals in the last few weeks with influenza A. So influenza A is really hitting, and it's hitting hard. And for the last sort of 2 or 3 years, we haven't really had the flu hit as hard because of COVID-19, and so many people were practicing social distancing and good hygiene. But the flu's coming back, and it's really coming back with a vengeance, and it is putting people in hospital. So the best way to avoid getting sick, best way to avoid being off work and ending up in the hospital, go out, get the free flu jab. And that's why we've put it in free. So it's a $40 million investment into the Queensland population, because we want people to stay healthy and we don't want to put that extra pressure on our hospital. So till the end of June, you can go to your pharmacy, go to your GP, roll up the sleeve, get the flu jab, and away you go. Happy days.
And obviously it would be remiss of me not to talk about this because it's been in the news. It's also been brought up in Parliament at the Bundaberg Hospital and some allegations.
So The first thing is the health and well-being of patients and staff at the Bundaberg Hospital is always the number one priority. We've got to make sure that we have an environment where patients and staff are safe and healthy. So what happened in the last week of Parliament, the members of Burnett brought up two matters that are completely independent of each other and have resulted in no harm caused to patients and absolutely no death caused to patients. Now, the very, very serious allegations that Mr. Bennett's putting forward, he is alleging that there's criminal activity that has occurred in the hospital. He's alleging that there's been multiple killings at the hands of nurses. And he is alleging that there has been cover-ups and stopping police from becoming involved. Now, these are absolutely serious allegations, and I take them that way. And what I've asked is for Mr. Bennett to put forward the evidence of his allegations. He had 5 days last week down in Parliament to put forward the evidence to the Minister, and if he believes that there's criminal activity, he must go to the police as well. So that's what I'm urging. I'm urging if Mr. Bennett has evidence to back up his allegations, I want to know about it because I want to fix it. But the two matters that were brought up in Parliament last week absolutely found that there's been no harm to patients through the overdosing of medication and absolutely no deaths have occurred. Now, if the member for Burnett is alleging that deaths have occurred at the hands of nurses and that patients have passed away because of overdose medication, he needs to put the evidence forward. And there's a fair question to ask about him. Why has he not put forward this evidence? And if there's criminal activity that he's alleging, why has he not gone to the police? So I urge the member, talk to me, talk to the minister, talk to police, because if there is evidence, we need to get on top of this straight away. But until that evidence is put forward, there's a lot of concerns about the actions of the member for Burnett, and is he playing politics when we should be making sure that we're looking after the health and safety of patients and the health and safety of our nurses and our doctors in our hospital.
There's plenty to digest there. Tom, I really do appreciate your time this morning, and I did have to ask the question, and I appreciate your answer.
No, Daniel, thank you so much. Always very, very important to talk about our hospital. Obviously, we'll start early works on the hospital, the new hospital this year, but we also got to make sure that we've got an environment where patients are safe and staff are safe as well.
Member for Bundaberg, Tom Smith, really do appreciate your time.
Daniel, thank you so much. Have a great day, Bundy.